And I know that it's been a difficult day for you, as difficult as it has been for us here, hearing of the passing of our beloved colleague and our friend, Xolani Gwala. And many of you wanted to share your thoughts, and we thought we should be giving you the opportunity to do that. Katie Katapodis, the former editor-in-chief of EWN, is actually on the line to us. Katie, hi.
Hello, and my deepest condolences to all my old 702 and Eyewitness News family, and of course, especially to Xolani Gwala's family. It's a very sad day indeed.
Yes, yes. Katie, you must have lovely memories of Gwala.
Oh, I've got the most gorgeous memories. You know, Joanne, I met him 23 years ago.
Yes.
We were both very, very young journalists, and our then editor, Nolien Mahlwana-Sanko, had deployed us to KwaZulu-Natal to cover the assassination of a political leader. And we spent many, many days together, literally running through gunfire. And at one point, he thought I was too slow. Xolani thought I was too slow and that I would get us into trouble. So he grabbed my hand and he said, just hold my hand and let's run. And that's what we did. And you know, for many, many years after that, he would tease me and he would say, the only reason you pretended to be slow is because you really wanted to just hold my hand. And we would have such a good laugh about that, you know.
Yeah.
I've got the most wonderful memories of a very special friend.
Oh, Katie, that's such a lovely story. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. Katie Katapodis, she used to run the EWN newsroom here. Anna Maria in Bedford View is on the line to us. Hello, Anna Maria.
Hello, Joanne. First of all, thank my condolences to the Prime Media family.
Thank you.
And to Xolani Gwala's family.
Thanks. That's really lovely of you to call in. What's on your mind with regard to him?
Joanne, I had an idea which I'd like to share with you and the Prime Media family.
Yes.
I think let's get some really good from the loss of Xolani Gwala. And I'd like to suggest to Prime Media that perhaps they can leave a legacy as a broadcaster by introducing an award for excellence in radio journalism. And we have the Emmys and the Oscars and the Summers. Why can't we have the Xolani Gwala Award for Radio Journalist Excellence every year? It would work on two dimensions. Firstly, it would reward good radio journalism, and secondly, it would be aspirational for those that are taking up journalism, specifically perhaps with a direction in radio, to aspire to something really good. And having listened to Radio 72 the whole day, and people using words like consummate, excellence, etc., he represents the best that we could have. And why can't South Africa have the Xolani Gwala Radio Journalist Award, and Prime Media would leave its legacy through that award? It's just an idea.
Oh, that's a lovely idea, Anna Maria. Thank you so much. We'll actually feed that back to our colleagues. I think we're going to have to collate some of these great ideas that you've come up with, because they're certainly very, very worthy. And, you know, we should think of a way to preserve his name and his reputation for posterity.